Hi, this is Lisa with MiracleOfDeliverance.com, and we're talking about post-deliverance wisdom and learning to walk out freedom. In the last set, we talked about learning to know the truth and often having someone you trust tell you the truth. And for number 9, we're going to talk about accountability and how good accountability is. Now, accountability is only as good as the person that you're accountable to. So it's important that they're not legalistic, that they live in the truth, that they're living by all of the things we're talking about actually in this series. I said to resist urges in number 8. If you have someone you can call for prayer and tell them what is going on, not just a lie, but let's say that you feel compelled to do something. Often, if you're tempted for sin and you call someone, that will often be just the resistance to the enemy that you need. Know this, the enemy seeks to divide and conquer. He does his work in darkness. Anything you want to hide and do or keep secretive, just think about who it is in the darkness compelling you to join him. And if you have someone you're accountable to, oftentimes if they're a prayer warrior, they'll know something's up and they can be praying for you. So you're fortifying your position if you have someone that you're knitted to like that. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." I'm talking about surrounding yourself with wise counselors. Proverbs 12:15 reads, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." How I have seen people go into error is becoming an authority in their own eyes, and no one can speak into them. It's very important that you know that you don't know everything and that you need help. You need people to partner with you. So find a group or someone that you can be accountable to. They're not lording over you. They're praying over you. They're giving you wisdom. It's someone you can trust. They're confidential if something were to try to lure you into the darkness. I'll give you just an example in my own life. I had been ministering to a woman who had been in adultery and fornication. She just had been in a lot of sexual sin. After I pray for someone, I typically do some cutting off prayers where I forbid the enemy to retaliate, that kind of thing. This time I did not. And I'm glad for the experience that I had, but because it gave me a heart and a compassion for those that are being pursued by like a spirit of whoredoms or a seducing spirit, because they're very compelling and they make sense when they really shouldn't, but they make sense when you're being attacked. But anyway, I was at a birthday party and suddenly I was very attracted to a man that I'm not attracted to. I have not committed adultery on my husband. I am crazy about my husband. I love my husband. I was appalled at this thought, but I could just see. It was like my senses were being afflicted, and I could just see what I could do. And when that temptation became so great, I was like, I am in trouble. I've never even been in this situation before, but I am in trouble. So I called a woman who's my prayer partner, and I said, "Hey, I need help." And she said, "What is going on? And I know it has to do with a man." Now, how did she know that? She had just leaned over to her husband and said, "Lisa's in trouble. It has to do with a man. Let's pray now." We were so connected by Holy Spirit, and the Lord had already provided an escape for me if I resisted. So I resisted that. I quickly got into my car. I was brokenhearted that I felt these things. But you know what? I was under assault. So I confessed and I prayed and I broke that off. And just as quick as it came, it released me. For one thing, it let me know that when people come under temptation, man, sometimes it's hard to withstand, but we can withstand it. He will provide a way out. We just have to take it. So have people in place that if you are ever tempted, and don't think you're above temptation because that is pride, but if you ever are tempted, that you have someone who's praying for you and that will stand in the gap. And if you don't know someone, I know there are places that you can call. I think Focus on the Family has a number you can call for prayer. The 700 Club has a number you can call for prayer. And there are groups and places you can go. Stay in the Word and pray and surround yourself with wise people. Next up, we're going to talk about what praising the Lord can do, and it is amazing.